Hi, this is Pat Fraley, and here's a word and a skill that has been bad-rapped over the years. Mimicking. Perhaps because it comes from the same word root as mime. All right, settle down. It means to copy or imitate. It's something that I confess I discounted for years as it came naturally to me all my life, imitating voices I heard and characters I would see on TV, in films, and over the radio. Of course, I knew it was of great value at generally making me more versatile and able to manipulate my voice, but I hadn't thought of the practical applications of mimicry. It just sounds so uncreative and unoriginal. But lately, I've reevaluated this maligned skill. I started to think about the fact that for the past 12 years, I've mimicked Tim Allen's voice as Buzz Lightyear for toys, commercials, games, rides, and the like. Even to the point of doing Mr. Allen's exertion sounds in Toy Story 2. I got out my calculator and did a fast tally of what that single voice pulled into my coffers. $500,000. So, how did I land this job and how can I teach others to do the same? Well, there are two factors. One, I know my voice range, so I can recognize voices I'm naturally close to. So it's a matter of recognizing that I'm genetically in the ballpark. Believe me, I wouldn't be going after a sound-alike job for Ben Affleck or Matt Damon. So knowing my genetic vocal print is 80% of the job. Then two, I have the skills to tweak the voice to bring it closer to the sound of the performer I'm trying to match or mimic. So that brings me to 90%, and that's as close as it gets. Mimicking skills or voice matching is part of an arena of the voiceover industry that falls into post-production work, specifically voice matching, voice replacement, ADR, or looping. ADR stands for automatic dialogue replacement. The old school term for this is looping. That aspect of the work has to do with a small group of actors adding background sounds to films, adding sounds of a TV or radio in a movie, and generally fleshing out a film in a studio or on an ADR soundstage. It is an insular world of work, which most times is not auditioned for. And this is not work only available in LA. In every major city in America, there is ADR looping work. Sure, the films and TV jobs aren't always major film work. Some of it is non-union, and some of it is for industrial films, independent films, and TV production for cable. Do this. Google the name of the city you live in, along with the words post-production. Go to a few sites and look around for the word ADR, and you may be delightfully surprised at the results. Of course, you have to have the skill and training to deliver the goods. I'll get to that. But for now, let me circle back and talk to you about the aspect of this work which entails mimicry or voice match. I'll give you an example. I got the opportunity to try to match John Voight's performance as John Keller in the movie Transformers. It was a one-line job. In this case, in the completed movie, when his head was turned away from the camera, they wanted to change his line and slap it in. So I didn't need to match his lips, which made it somewhat easier. I got the voice sample. Here it is.
At 0900, Soxon Forward Operations Base in Qatar was attacked. The only lead we have is this sound.
So I recognize that I'm genetically close enough to his performance, so I'm at 80%. If, by the way, I'm not in the range of that performance, I don't audition for it. Now here's where my training came in. I know how to break down a voice to its six elements. This allows me to accurately address the elements of a voice one by one and avoid confusion. First, pitch. It's a little higher than my own. Pitch characteristic. It's a little more breathy, with a kind of scraping or gravelly finish in a few words. Here's the end of the clip. Listen for that scraping or graveling finish.
The only lead we have is this sound.
The only. You hear that? Did you hear that scraping? The third element I listen for is tempo. It's faster than my own. Rhythm? Clipped and formal, kind of military. Placement of the voice? Basically the same as mine. And finally, the sixth element I listen for is mouth work. In this case, John Voight was doing an accent which to my ear was like West Virginia with hard R's. So I was ready. That was my 10% work, hopefully adding up to 90%. I recorded my efforts and slapped a bit of echo onto it so as to better match the clip I was given, which had an echoey room tone. Now that's a trick I've learned, which helps the casting person better evaluate the match. Also, another trick, I slate in a range and way that is sorta like John Voight's performance. No nonsense, a bit higher than my own normal speaking range. So here's my audition. Pat Fraley, John Voight, first the match, and then my sample.
At 0900, the Saxon Ford basic guitar was attacked. The only lead we have is this sound.
At 0900, Saxon Ford operations base in Qatar was attacked. The only lead we have is this sound.
Now, is that a marriage made in heaven? No. But it was close enough to get me the job, and the director got me a bit closer to John Voight's performance at the session. Now, where can you get the training to do voice match, replacement, and skills at ADR and looping? The problem with getting training for this is that you need to actually be on an ADR stage or in a studio. The reason that there's very little training for this is that you have to be in a multi-million dollar facility. For matching lip sync of a character in a movie, you have to have the pictures splashed up on the screen and have the technical facility and staff to generate beep tones so you can come in on time when you're replacing a voice and have teachers who know about this and cast and direct for a living. So here's what I've done. I've put together a two-day ADR looping event in Los Angeles, March 8th and 9th, with the very best instructors and facilities in the country. If you're interested in gaining all the skills you need to be able to deliver the goods, details can be found at my website, patfraley.com. Click on Teaching at the menu, and you'll find a link for details on this event. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening.
Who was that?
Who was that?
Who is mimicking me?